Saturday, December 21st. I just stared at myself in the mirror in total disbelief. How was this possible? I hated that hideous dress even more than I did yesterday. I decided it was time to take legal action. I was going to sue my parents. For cruelty to children. Girls, it's time to go. Mom chirped cheerfully. I can't wait to see how beautiful the two of you look. I adjusted the huge bow in my hair, which was the size of a small seagull. I looked just like one of those creepy Victorian porcelain dolls you find in antique shops. To make matters worse, the fancy shoes were killing my feet. I so wanted to wear my worn-out sneakers. It was going to be painful enough to have to sit through a 2-hour snooze fest. Hey, I might as well have comfy feet. Brianna, Mom, and I wore red dresses and matching bows, while Dad wore a black suit with a red shirt and a big red and white polka-dotted bow tie. I caught a glimpse of the four of us in the living room mirror and actually had a mini meltdown. We looked like a family of, circus clowns, all dressed up for a clown funeral or something. All we needed now was, 1, some rubber balls for Dad, 2, one of those trick plastic flowers that squirt water for Mom, 3, a big plastic horn for Brianna, and 4, a little clown car for me so I can jump in and drive away from my crazy family. Clowns are us. For some reason, Brianna's dress fit a little strangely. Probably because it was on backward, duh. Brianna, Mom groaned. I knew I shouldn't have let you put that on by yourself. Come here. She knelt down next to Brianna and adjusted her dress.
No, I can dress myself, Brianna protested. I'm a big girl. My birthday is coming up soon, and I'm going to get a princess sugar plum chocolate cake.
Mom just ignored her. There, she said. Now you look just as lovely as the sugar plum fairy. She'll be in the ballet tonight.
Hey! Brianna's eyes lit up. Is she Princess Sugar Plum's sister?
Mom and Dad winked at each other.
It's very possible, Mom said. We're going to see her and her ballerina friends dance in pretty costumes. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll see.
Nikki, tell me the story about Princess Sugarplum's sister, please,
Brianna begged. I rolled my eyes. It was a complicated story, and Brianna had the attention span of a tater tot. Well, her friend Clara gets a lame toy, her brother breaks it, it comes to life, their house gets infested with dancing rats, and they visit a land full of candy and desserts. Then their world gets taken over by an evil rat king, I muttered.
Candy and desserts?
Brianna squealed, basically ignoring everything I'd said about doom, gloom, and dancing rodents.
Do you think there's chocolate cake there?
There's every dessert you can imagine, Mom added dreamily. The flowers, trees, and castles are all made of sweets. Doesn't that sound amazing? We all piled into the car, and about 30 minutes later, we arrived at this huge, swanky-looking theater. Everyone there had on suits and formal dresses. Mom had managed to get us seats really close to the stage so we'd have a good view. But guess who got stuck sitting next to Brianna? Me. Mom and Dad did that on purpose because while the orchestra was warming up, they left their seats to go chat with friends.
I mean, who did they think I was? Mary Poppins? Nanny McPhee?
While Brianna and I were sitting there, she suddenly started swinging her feet and kicking the seat in front of us while singing a super obnoxious song she'd made up.
Sugar plums, cookies, and candy, but watch out, Mr. Rat, 'cause if you touch my chocolate cake, I'll whack you with a bat.
An older man wearing a tux turned around and gave us both a dirty look. which made no sense whatsoever because I wasn't the one singing and kicking his seat. "Brianna," I hissed, "stop kicking that man's seat and please be quiet."
"Hi, Mr. Ball Guy. How did you get your head to shine like that? Guess what? I'm wearing a new dress. On my birthday, I'm going to get a chocolate..."
"Brianna, zip it," I snapped. Finally, Mom and Dad came back to their seats and the theater lights dimmed. But Brianna was already bored out of her skull. When the orchestra started playing, she must have decided it was the perfect music for her little song because she started singing at the top of her lungs.
"Sugar plums, cookies and candy, but watch out, Mr. Rat."
"Shh." At least a dozen frowning people shushed her. I sank down in my seat and pretended I was with another family. That's when Mom shot us both a death stare, which made no sense whatsoever. I wasn't the one singing about a rat really loudly and off key. All throughout the first act, Brianna squirmed and kicked the seat in front of her. But at least she was quiet. Thank goodness. Until the evil Rat King and his minions appeared. That's when Brianna stood up in her chair, pointed at the stage, and screamed,
"Holy McNuggets! Those dancing rats are huge! And guess what? My sister had a Halloween costume like that! Didn't you, Nikki? Except yours was really stinky."
Everyone turned and shot us dirty looks. OMG, I was so embarrassed. I wanted to die. I did not appreciate Brianna telling all of my personal business like that. Hey, I didn't know those people. They were like complete strangers. Anyway, I think Brianna must have messed up the Rat King's concentration or something because he missed quite a few of his dance steps.
"So where's Princess Sugarplum's sister?" Brianna blurted out next.
"Brianna, shh," Mom scolded her in a whisper. "Nikki, please try to keep your sister quiet, okay?" Dad pleaded under his breath.
"I am. She's just not listening," I huffed kind of loudly.
Oops, I forgot to use my inside voice.
"Shh."
At least a dozen people shushed me. Finally, the curtains came down and the lights went on for intermission. OMG, it seemed like the entire audience was staring at us all evil-like.
"This is why you don't bring children to the theater,"
the bald guy in the tux muttered loudly to his wife, followed by a few not-so-nice words. Brianna tapped him on his shoulder again.
"Hey, Mr. Baldy, did you see those huge rats up on that stage? Boy, were they scary."
That was the last straw for the tux guy. He turned beet red, stood up, stomped over to an usher, and demanded that he and his wife be given new seats. I wanted to grab hold of his coattails, drop to my knees, and beg desperately,
"Please, sir, take me with you, please."
I had to get a break from Brianna before I totally lost it.
"I'll be right back," I said to my parents. "I'm going to find some water or a ride home, if I'm lucky." "Wait, Nikki, I want to go too," Brianna whined.
"I'll be right back, Brianna."
"But I need to go to the bathroom."
"Nikki, could you take your sister to the bathroom, please?" Mom asked.
Darn it!
I wanted to argue with Mom, but if Brianna had an accident while we were discussing the matter, I knew Mom was going to blame me. And I was pretty sure the concession stand didn't sell Pampers in her size.
"Come on, Brianna," I grumped.
"Thank you, dear," Mom smiled. "I appreciate it." Once we got to the bathroom, I tried my best to be patient with Brianna. "Now hurry up and go, okay? The show will be starting again soon, and we want to get back to our seats before they dim the lights.
Don't rush me, Brianna said and stuck her tongue out at me.
As she walked into the stall, her eyes lit up.
Hey, look at all of this toilet paper. Oh, goody. Now I can pretend my arm is broken and wrap it up, she squealed happily.
Just great, I sighed. This was going to take forever. I waited for 3 long minutes. Brianna, are you done yet?
Almost. Now I'm wrapping up my broken head.
Your broken what? Brianna, let's go now.
But I still have to use the bathroom.
Fine. I'll be waiting for you on that bench right outside the bathroom door. When you get done, wash your hands and come right out. Okay?
Okay. Nikki, do you have any glue?
I made a mental note to self. If, during my lifetime, Mom ever asks me to take Brianna to the bathroom again, run away screaming. I hadn't been sitting on the bench for more than a minute when I noticed a long line of people waiting to buy these huge gourmet cupcakes in a fancy glass display case on the other side of the lobby. I guess Brianna's obsessive rambling about chocolate cake must have affected my subconscious or something, because I could almost hear the double fudge chocolate cupcakes calling my name. Soon, the line had dwindled down to 2 people, and Brianna was still nowhere in sight. That's when I decided to make a mad dash to buy a cupcake. It wasn't my fault that by taking Brianna to the bathroom, I had worked up a tremendous appetite. They were way overpriced, at $7 each. But they were the most large, most moist, most luscious, most chocolatey cupcakes I had ever seen in my entire life. The sales clerk guy placed it in a fancy white box, and I carefully placed it in my purse. Of course, me being the responsible older sister that I was, I never took my eyes off that bathroom door for more than a few seconds. Or minutes. I started to get a little worried because they were flashing the house lights, which meant intermission was about to end, and I was still waiting for Brianna to come out of the bathroom. So, you can imagine my surprise when I turned around and spotted a frilly red Princess Sugarplum dress at the drinking fountain on the other side of the lobby. I rushed right over. There you are, Brianna. You were in the bathroom forever. We need to get back to our seats right now. Come on. I grabbed her hand and pulled her through the lobby. That's when she stared up at me with the most horrified look on her face. My brain was still trying to figure out how Brianna had gotten curly red hair, freckles, and glasses. But my mouth came up with the answer and suddenly blurted, "Hey, you're not Brianna!" The little girl cried,
"Stranger danger! Stranger danger!"
Startled, I dropped her hand and backed away. "My bad," I apologized. "I thought you were someone else. Sorry." Then I rushed back to the bathroom to try to find my little sister. "Brianna, are you in here? Brianna?" I screamed as I checked every stall, but she was nowhere to be found. My heart started to pound and my palms got really sweaty. I frantically ran back out into the hall and scanned the lobby. Still no Brianna. That's when I started to panic. OMG. What if she's lost forever? The terrifying thought overwhelmed me. I couldn't imagine life without my little sister, even though she was a Category 5 hurricane in pigtails. I was so distraught, I even started to miss Miss Penelope. I vowed that if I found Brianna, I'd buy a new purple pen and personally give Miss Penelope a glamorous makeover. Miss Penelope's makeover. But now I had to go back into that theater and tell Mom and Dad I had somehow lost Brianna. I was hoping, praying, Brianna had just wandered back into the auditorium. If only she was back in her seat, safe and sound, torturing the people sitting nearby by kicking their seats, singing her obnoxious little song, and chatting with Mr. Baldy. The ballet had already started up again by the time I got to my row. This meant I had to crawl over about a dozen highly annoyed people. "Excuse me, I need to get through. Was that your foot? Sorry, I apologize. Oops." By the time I got to my seat, my eyes were finally starting to adjust to the darkness. I fully expected to see Brianna come into focus at any second.
"What took you so long?" Mom whispered really loudly. "We were starting to worry."
"Nikki, dear. Where's Brianna?" I opened my mouth, but at first no words came out.
"She's not here? I thought maybe she came back to her seat."
Mom's expression shifted from curiosity to alarm.
"What?"
she said even louder. Of course, everyone shot her dirty looks.
I was waiting for her in the bathroom and she just vanished."
"Did you check all the stalls?"
"Yes, 3 times.
Dear?" Dad tapped Mom's arm nervously. His eyes were frozen on the stage.
"How about the lobby and the concession stand?" Mom continued. "Maybe she saw some candy."
"Mom, I looked everywhere."
"Well, let's not panic. Maybe she's playing in the elevators. Let's go back out to the lobby and..."
"Dear, you really need to see this," Dad interrupted again.
"What could possibly be more important right now than trying to find..."
That's when Mom and I looked up at the stage.
"Brianna!"
We both screamed. Clara and the Nutcracker Prince were making their grand entrance to the Land of Sweets in an extravagant boat, with a little stowaway in the back seat, who was festively draped in what looked like a full roll of toilet paper.
"Brianna!"
Mom called out to her, but either Brianna couldn't hear Mom or she was ignoring her. Brianna seemed almost hypnotized by the candy cane trees, gumdrop bushes, and the humongous cupcake castle on the stage. But the really scary part was that she had this mischievous grin that went from ear to ear. The confused audience immediately noticed Brianna on stage in her toilet paper outfit. Most of them scratched their heads and whispered to each other. No one seemed to remember there being a pint-sized mummy in the Nutcracker. Clara and the Nutcracker Prince, still all smiles, stared back at the audience with perplexed looks on their faces. But when they finally turned and saw Brianna standing there smiling and waving at the audience, they totally freaked. Clara frantically whispered something to the prince. He then leaned over, picked up Brianna, and tried to carry her off the stage. But Brianna stubbornly held on to the boat for dear life. Finally, he gave up and just left her there. When the dancers took the stage, they didn't notice Brianna right away either. Some of them were dressed as cookies and others as candy. Then came the dancing chefs holding trays of pies, cupcakes, and assorted pastries.
"That's what I'm talking about!"
Brianna screamed and jumped out of the boat. She bolted for the dancers like a crazy bull. Mom, Dad, and I ran toward the stage as fast as we could. The moment felt surreal and like we were moving in slow motion.
"Brianna!" Mom cried. "No!"
But there was no way we could get there before she started her feeding frenzy. First, she grabbed a male dancer by the ankle and bit into his chocolate boot. She made a face.
"Yuck! That's not chocolate!"
The dancer shook her off his leg. Next, Brianna ran to a candy ballerina and grabbed her tutu. The ballerina stopped dancing and tugged back. But a piece of her tutu ripped off in Brianna's hand, and Brianna shoved it into her mouth.
"Ew!"
She spat it out and frowned.
"That's not cotton candy."
Almost all the characters stopped dancing and scrambled off the stage to avoid being eaten alive. Soon, the only dancer left was a clueless chef carrying a huge chocolate cake. He was totally focused on executing a series of grand pliés.
"Run, run!"
the frenzied audience chanted excitedly. I couldn't believe it. I expected people would be walking out booing or at least throwing rotten veggies. But their butts were glued to their seats and their eyes to the stage like they were watching the last 10 minutes of a Super Bowl game and the score was tied. Brianna spotted the huge cake and just stared at it in awe. When the chef finally caught a glimpse of Brianna, he suddenly stopped dancing and looked like he was about to wet his pants. Brianna ran across the stage and lunged for the chef like a football player making a tackle. The chef screamed, threw the chocolate cake up in the air, and dove into the orchestra pit. There was a crash and a loud off-key note from the tuba. It was quite obvious what musician the dancing chef had landed on. Brianna triumphantly grabbed the cake and took a huge bite out of it just as we made it to the stage. "Brianna, you come down here this instant," Mom ordered. Brianna lifted her head from the cake. Her face was smeared with chocolate frosting and her mouth was so full she looked like a blowfish. After chewing for a few seconds, she frowned. Perplexed and disappointed, Brianna pointed at the fake pastry.
"This isn't chocolate cake," she said.
I barely made out what she was saying, but I saw white styrofoam where she'd bitten a huge chunk out of the cake. "There's no real food up here. It's all just props," I scolded. "I can't believe you did this."
"Is this a joke? Not funny," she pouted.
"Brianna Lynn Maxwell," Mom shouted and gave her the death stare. "Don't make me come up there." Uh-oh. Mom meant business.
"Yes, ma'am,"
Brianna finally mumbled in defeat. She spat out the faux cake and jumped from the stage into Mom's arms. Then the most shocking thing happened. The dancers, the orchestra, and the audience gave Mom a standing ovation for single-handedly bringing the Nutcracker catastrophe to an end. And get this. After Brianna had pretty much obliterated the Nutcracker ballet, she actually had the nerve to wave and blow kisses to everyone, like she was on that Toddlers and Tiaras show or something. I felt a lot better when a 10-minute intermission was announced so the dancers could prepare to start the second act over again. And then the house lights came on. As we left the theater, the audience was still laughing and cheering for Brianna, including Mr. Baldy. It was hard to believe those stuffy folks actually loved the Nutcracker Ballet as a slapstick comedy. We piled into the car and rode home in silence, mostly because no one had the energy to lecture Brianna. If she had been my child, I would have dropped her off at the nearest mental hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. Or better yet, the city zoo. Lions, tigers, Brianna. But she wasn't my child. Thank goodness. Even though I wanted to be angry at Brianna, deep down I was happy and relieved that she was okay. It felt good to be home again, but my poor mom and dad were so exhausted they went straight to bed. Being the responsible older daughter than I am, I assured my parents I would see to it that Brianna got into her PJs and safely tucked in. I was surprised that she didn't whine and complain like she usually does at bedtime. She just hung her head, trudged upstairs, and changed into her SpongeBob pajamas. I felt kind of sorry for her. In a way, all of this was mostly our fault. We had overemphasized the whole sugary dessert theme of the Nutcracker. Brianna was just a little kid. How was she supposed to know all the scenery and the chocolate cake was fake? That's when I suddenly remembered my cupcake, and my mouth started to water all over again. I rushed downstairs to pour myself a tall, cold glass of milk.
I couldn't wait to get back to my room and sink my teeth into that luscious chocolatey cupcake while I wrote in my diary. When I passed Brianna's room, I could tell she was still pretty upset. Even with her door closed, I could hear her sniffling and muttering to herself. However, I froze in my tracks when I heard her sing what had to be the saddest song ever.
No sugar plums, cookies, or candy. The cupcake castle was flat. The chocolate cake was really fake. Sometimes I'm such a brat.
I carefully placed my cupcake and glass of milk on the floor in front of her door. Then I knocked on her door. By the time Brianna opened it, I'd already dashed to my room and flopped across my bed. I heard her squeal in delight.
Chocolate cake? Thank you, Princess Sugarplum. You made my wish come true.
You're welcome, I said aloud to myself and smiled. Who would have thunk this night would turn out so well? Brianna didn't end up on the side of a milk carton as a missing child. The audience seemed to enjoy her antics in that wacky comedy ballet reality show. And Mom and Dad were too exhausted to ground me for the rest of my life for losing Brianna. But most important, I discovered that giving away something you cherish to someone you love can actually make you happier than keeping it. I guess that's what the holidays are all about. Oh, crud. I think I'm starting to sound like one of Mom's sappy greeting cards. Maybe my family isn't so bad after all.
Not...